The Northwest region, which is a massive, massive region, are entitled to 2 full-time and 1 part-time child psychiatrist. It transpired about 2 months ago that we actually had none. The last psychiatrist we had retired, which left 347 children and adolescents without any help at all. Now, they have managed to bring back one of the retired psychiatrists on the basis of a 20-hour week. And out of that, they have chosen 87 of the most highest priority children to be dealt with with the psychiatrist. But this is only a short-term solution, because once those 87 children are seen by the psychiatrist, he's leaving again and there is nobody to replace them. So we still have all those other children on the waiting list. Nobody knows when they will become a massive priority or a crisis case. And that's why we started this off. From there, we started having public meetings with parents all throughout the Northwest region. And they were coming to us with issues with waiting lists for occupational therapy, speech and language, public psychology services, everything like that. And we were seeing waiting lists of 2 years. 2.5 years. People have maybe had one appointment and haven't been seen again, have been discharged. And these are children with poor muscle tones and things like that. And then the whole issue of respite came in. And the respite centres in Sligo were closed down. The building that was purposely built for respite has been transferred over to a live-in setting, a residential setting. And we found out yesterday that the respite house in Letterkenny has closed as well. So there's no respite. So this is a massive problem across the HSE care in the Northwest region.
And one of the major problems is, particularly when it comes to children's services, if you can intervene early, if you can bring help at a very early point, you can get the children back on track and prevent major problems in the future. If you don't get that early intervention, what you could very well be doing is paving the way to even more serious problems in 5, 10, 15 years' time.
Oh, absolutely. Early intervention is the absolute key. If we can get these children dealt with and helped at a very, very young age, they will grow up to be the most independent that they can possibly be. And if they're not dealt with at an early age and given the help that they need to have a full life, all it's going to do is cost far more money to the government and to the HSE later on in life, because they will need far more intensive care. And if they can't get it as a child, what hope have they of getting it as an adult?